B-Pod Studios.
Mock Made, an improvised comedy podcast of how things are made.
On today's episode, we're going to travel back to the year 1916, when times were simpler. There was no Bumble, there was no Tinder, no Facebook. How did people Instagram selfies? They didn't. But they did have something that we take for granted today. That's the mailbox. We're going to seek out and find the inventor of the mailbox. In 1916, I took a trip to meet the man who invented it, whose name ironically is John Box. So here I am just outside of Chicago in front of John Box's house, where I don't see a mailbox at all. This is very strange. I thought he'd have one.
There's a mailbox out front. Just put it in the box, and then you just do it that way.
Okay, but I don't see a mailbox anywhere. Can you open the door? It's Mock Made. We're here for our interview request.
You're not the postman?
No, but I don't see any mailboxes anywhere, and I would think that Mr. Box, you...
What do you want? Who is this?
It's Mock Made. We're here to talk to you about the invention that you did, the mailbox.
Come on in.
Whoa. I have to tell you, I'm shocked. There's mailboxes everywhere in here.
I have a lot of orders I'm trying to fulfill.
I wonder why they're not outside, though, so that the postman can put your mail in the mailbox.
Well, there's a group of kids that keep running around, and they take a baseball bat to the mailbox, and they keep knocking it down on the ground. I just got to go out there and put another one in.
It's amazing how the mailbox has become such a synonymous part of our lives as the chimney or even the door that I just walked through. Can you take us through the invention of the mailbox, John Box?
Sure. You know, before I created the mailbox, you know, the postmaster, he would just come to your door and knock on the door, and he'd wait for you to answer. And as you can clearly tell, I don't like that. I don't like answering the door. I've got big things brewing. I'm a free thinker. I'm thinking of creating this company called Amazon, where they sell books.
That would never work.
And maybe even try to do two-day shipping. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a pipe dream, Mr. Box.
Well, I got these ideas. Also something called MeTube, where you put videos up in a technology box. I don't know. I think there's something there.
The name might be off a little, though. You might want to rework the name.
But hey, every day, except Sundays, not on Sundays, I'd get a knock on my door, postmaster, just like that. Hated it. And so
Was it that pattern as well, always?
Well, it depended. If it was Earl, Earl did the early morning shifts. He did this knock called...
Well, it's not bad.
That's not bad. But then there was Cindy.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, Cindy. She was...
Ooh.
I thought she was going to break down the door.
So all these things led to the fact that you invented the mailbox to prevent knocks on the door.
Right. I went out to the cherry tree out in the back. Did you see it out there when you pulled up?
I did, yes. I saw a couple of birds on the cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got the cherry tree, okay, and I cut off a branch, okay, and on the branch was actually a birdhouse. And what I was trying to do was barricade my door in, because Cindy sounds like she's always trying to break the door down, and I'm always just like that. So I kind of nudged the tree branch with the birdhouse on top of it, up against the door, and I started looking at it while it was sitting vertically up, and I saw the little hole in there, and I was like, you could put my mail in that.
So interesting.
The first mailbox, all it was a birdhouse on a stick.
Now, I have to ask, did you have any concerns about confusing the birds? Because I noticed that my mailbox has bird poop all over it, and now I'm wondering if maybe... It all comes full circle.
Well, that was a big concern. All the birds kept going in to where the mail went. Half the time, the damn post office wouldn't even put the mail in there because they were afraid the birds would attack the mailman. Everyone always worried about the dogs attacking the mailman. The real issue with the mailbox was the birds.
In 1916, when this was invented 3 years ago,
yep.
it's amazing because it's still not a mandatory requirement for everyone to have a mailbox. Is that your dream at some point, is that everyone must have a mailbox?
We got some roadblocks with the post office. Like I said, they're not welcoming to this idea of putting a mysterious box in the front of your home. They had the idea of putting a hole in the door where it could slide the mail in.
Like a slot.
Like a slot. But I don't want people's grimy fingers in my home, and they don't like the idea that they can't see the birds inside the, if there's a bird inside the mail. There's a whole back and forth with the post office. We have like 7 open lawsuits with them currently.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
His story just wasn't adding up. There had to be more to it. That's why I took a visit to Jenny Stamp, who claims her father was the one that invented the mailbox for an entirely different reason. Hello, Jenny. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I have to ask you, Jenny, the name John Box.
Ugh, what a rat bastard. I will tell you, he tried to steal the mailbox right from under us, and he thinks just because his last name is Box that he has the right to take our invention? No.
I do find the whole thing ironic that her name is Jenny Stamp and his name is Box, and it all has to do with the mailbox.
Well, you realize that the first form of mail was an actual letter with a stamp on it.
Yes.
So what came first, the chicken or the egg? Of course it was the stamp.
Okay, so you're saying that because of your invention of the stamp, it helped to lead your dad invent the mailbox?
Absolutely. And John Box is nothing but a lazy man who does not want to walk down his stairs to get his mail.
We've knocked on his door, and he seemed to be very annoyed by it, and he claims that's the reason why he invented the mailbox. He was tired of the mail people knocking on his door.
I call it antisocial.
So why did your dad then not patent the mailbox? You claim that he and you and the family invented it.
Oh, we did. And we even sent the patent letter to Mr. Box's house, but it was stolen, ironically, out of his mailbox.
Amazing story. Tell me about your delivery process working with the post office. It sounds like Mr. Box doesn't have a great relationship. Did you guys have something set with the post office?
Of course we did. People shipped all kinds of things. They shipped their pants. They shipped letters. They shipped, ironically, boxes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had that relationship with the post office where it was a hand-to-hand delivery. We gave it to the post office and they hand-carried it to the person that it was for. Not this antisocial stuff that you put in a mailbox and hope for the best, and the birds steal your letters and turn them into nests, and it's a whole thing.
So your invention of the mailbox was way better than Mr. Box's?
Yes.
Crazy. I spoke with both Jenny Stamp and John Box, and I couldn't place who actually invented the mailbox first. Then I started wondering, why do I even care? I went back to Mr. Box, and we spoke further about Jenny Stamp's comments.
What did Jenny say about her little invention of the mailbox? You know, she says she invented a mailbox, but it's not actually a mailbox. It's just the post office handing the mail over. That ain't no mailbox.
Yeah,
mine's an actual box.
You know, Mr. Box, she did say that she sent you a letter saying that they had copyrighted the mailbox and she was going to send you a cease and desist on making any more, but it was stolen out of your own mailbox.
See, that's the issue I'm having with the mailboxes. From the post office to Miss Jenny Stamp to the dang hooligans down on the corner at the soda shop, nobody respects my mysterious box. Everybody wants to destroy my box. Nobody wants to put mail in my box. I'm always having issues with my box. But I feel this is the practical way. Here's the thing. What if you ain't home?
Mm.
You miss the mail. What if you don't want to talk to people? You got a mailbox. You can't just leave the letters outside in the weather. You know what happens when rain touches letters?
Well, I would imagine it gets mushy.
It gets what?
Destroys the letter, yes.
So you need a protective home.
I must ask you this. And I'm going to get the same answer from Jenny Stamp when I visit her again. Who invented the red flag on the mailbox?
That's a highly contested piece that I claim ownership. Jenny Stamp claims ownership. We both claim ownership. And I'm going to do everything I can to take the stamp down because that flag belongs in my mailboxes.
So you were the one that invented the red flag.
Well, the story, yeah, see, here's the deal. There, in some communities where they do the hand-to-hand carrier, they actually have real flags that fly that you put out on your door stoop.
Right.
And that would then dictate, I have mail.
Oh.
Make sure
like an American flag.
Right. Make sure you knock on my door a little louder so I can give you the mail. Just like a little reminder to the postmaster not to leave without getting the mail.
I knew I had to visit Jenny Stamp to get her response as well. Miss Stamp, the red flag on the box. John Box gave me some convoluted answer about how it was his. Were you the one that did the red flag?
Yes, my family was absolutely behind the flag.
And was it red or was it a different color?
No, it was actually a different color. It was a blue flag at first. And what we used it for is if you had mail, when your carrier would knock on the door, we would get the mail from you. So again, we came first, and John Box and his piggyback lifestyle tried to put it on the mailbox, which, by the way, was nothing more than a tripod with a box on top, which would constantly fall over, which would annoy everybody who was trying to deliver something, which in return comes full circle back to us. They would just rather have it in their hand.
Mm, so interesting.
You know, I heard that John Box cheats on his wife.
Ooh.
Yes. And he steals his neighbor's milk.
Mm.
And I have reason to believe he's behind the theft out of the mailboxes that he, in fact, designed.
Now, Miss Stamp, it sounds to me like you're just trying to blemish his name. Mm. The mailbox, an invention that we all take for granted now. And now you know how it was mock made.
I like how I don't get to rebut on my cheating accusation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.